This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Tomorrow, something that has followed the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all sort of Thanksgiving shopping type of trend, is a new thing called Giving Tuesday, which has happened in the last couple of years. And there's, of course, a hashtag Giving Tuesday you use on social media. And there's also an effort to help organizations that need it get some of that money that you might want to give to an organization on Giving Tuesday. And one of those that's, you might say, is officially registered with some social media to do that is the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank. So we're glad to talk with the person in charge of Loving Bottoms here in the studio, Leanne Porter. Leanne, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about that first, and then I'll ask you a little bit more about Loving Bottoms, even though you've been with us on the air a couple of times. You're, if I'm understanding this right, officially registered somewhere to receive contributions that people may want to give during Giving Tuesday?
Correct. Forefront is a not-for-profit, sort of a resource for not-for-profits. They do training and have a lot of information, do a lot of stuff to help not-for-profits kind of behind the scenes. And they have started on to sort of piggyback with the Giving Tuesday, I'll Give. So it's I'll Give, but you say I'll Give. And to kind of concentrate on a giving day that is focused on Illinois not-for-profits, make it easy to be able to go to their website and put in your zip code or something and find the not-for-profits in your area or by interest, if you're interested in hunger or a different topic, you can search that and be able to find organizations to give, and we're registered with them.
And you go to where to find that? Do you know?
It's ilgive.org.
ilgive.org. Okay, very good. So every local dollar, if you go and search and find Loving Bottoms, you'll be able to give directly to you, right?
Correct.
And we were talking off the air. Boy, are you have you grown, I imagine, way beyond your expectations since you started, what, a couple of years ago now?
Yeah, we started at the end of September 2015. And I started actually distributing diapers through our first partner agency, the Salvation Army, here in Galesburg in March of 2016. And since then, when we distribute diapers later this week, we will distribute our 100,000th diaper.
That's amazing.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
Did you see kind of that need growing to that level when you started this? I mean, this was just something that you were just looking to help some parents out, really, right?
Yeah. When we started, of course, we were just in my house. We had a spare room in my house. That's where we kept the diapers, wrapped them, distributed them from. And I knew that it was a need. It was something that I've experienced. I knew there were families that experienced it. But to what extent within our local communities, you know, I wasn't really sure. When I look at a lot of other diaper banks around the country, they're serving big areas, you know, they're in Austin, Texas, or up in Chicago, mm-hmm. Cincinnati, St. Louis, things like that. There's not as many of these rural, smaller diaper banks like we are. And so we just really didn't know exactly what the need would be. And every month we continue to serve more families. We're serving five counties now, Knox, Warren, Mercer, Henderson, and Fulton County. Still, the majority of our diapers are within Knox and Warren County, but we just continue to see the numbers increase each month as people learn about us. And then we also see people getting interested in serving as part of it as they find out that this is a need that families have. That there's not other resources to be able to help them with it.
I imagine it must be both a combination of gratifying and maybe even a little bit heartbreaking at times to know that there is this need, and maybe kind of, again, on the heartbreaking side, just knowing that there's so much of this need out there.
Yeah, it is. I don't get to see the families a lot. We have wonderful partner agencies, and they are sort of the face of what we do. They are who the families see when they walk in a door. But occasionally I'm in, you know, bringing in diapers and stuff, and I get to meet with the families sometimes then. And I have cried with families, and I'm so glad that we're there to be able to offer that. You know, we've had veterans that are struggling. I had a mom one day telling me that they had experienced the loss of a child, and wow. She just wasn't able to get back to work yet and just was really struggling. And she's like crying, thanking me for the diapers. And I'm just like, this is such a small thing, but for her, it was just one less thing that she had to worry about. And so if we can help in that way, we're more than happy to.
How does it work in terms of getting the diapers to the parents that need them?
When they go into one of our partner agencies, we've got a couple that are walk-in based. So if you live within Knox County, you can go to the Galesburg Salvation Army.
Okay.
Warren County, you can go to the Jamison Community Center. And then we've got others that you have to be a client of. Those programs, a lot of those are through the Regional Office of Education, but they all kind of work the same, that you have to have a need. You're going to need to, you know, show proof of residency, proof that you have a child under three living in the home, mm-hmm. You know, proof of your income. But they also take into account just things happen. We've had families say we had a car repair and we had to get it fixed so we could get to work, and we're just short until payday. Can you just help us get from like Wednesday to Friday? So they take into account those type of situations also. But so when they come in and apply for the diapers, then they would be eligible to get a supplemental supply. So we don't supply all the diapers that a family is going to need. You know, we do believe that, you know, they need to be working towards that self-sufficiency. But we supply 50 diapers a month, which has been found by the National Diaper Bank Network to be sort of the gap between what families that are struggling can afford and what they actually need. Okay. So that the babies are getting changed and not staying in soiled diapers longer than they need to be.
So then in terms of how many diapers you need and to be sort of, I guess, fully stocked, for lack of a better term, is it kind of like what I think of with like a food pantry? There's probably a combination of you get diapers and then you have to go out and buy diapers, that sort of thing?
Correct. Okay. We are right now doing about 8,500 diapers a month.
Wow.
Is what is going out. It's helping approximately 160 to 170 babies. And so one of our big things is diaper drives. We love for anybody to hold a diaper drive, and it kind of gets people in the diaper aisle.
Yeah.
They see what the cost is, how many options there are. They kind of see where that would fit into their budget if they were having to purchase those regularly.
That's kind of the thing, too. I imagine that, you know, not being a parent, that I may not completely know the cost of diapers, but it seems like, I imagine with everything else, that the cost has gone up. It can really kind of add up quicker than you think, right?
Yeah. I mean, on average around here, it's probably going to run you around $70 a month.
Wow.
For a child. If you've got, you know, two kids possibly in diapers, like some families do, that can be a lot. So if you're thinking about, you know, maybe a single mom working minimum wage, that's going to account for around 6% of her income.
Oh, yeah.
Just to kind of take care of the diapers, which, you know, you've got to have if you've got a little one. So the diaper drives are the big way. We hope that people then kind of catch the vision and kind of understand our need. And then when they have got that, we actually have partnerships that allow us to be able to purchase diapers at a significant discount.
Great.
So okay. The biggest bang for your buck can come through monetary donations, but we love the diaper drives. We'll never say no to diapers. And the diaper drives, they bring about, you know, so much community awareness. People get to, you know, if it's a workplace, you know, just build some teamwork, and people just love to see the stacks pile up, and we don't ever want to take that away from them.
Before we run out of time, you're having some help tonight, is that right?
Yeah, tonight we are doing a diaper wrapping night. So we repackage all the diapers that we receive into packages of 25, and so we'll be wrapping them at 6:30. We have a space donated to us at the Old Cook School, which is now Learning Connections.
Great. Right. Yeah.
So it's 849 South Henderson, and we will be there from 6:30 to 8 if anybody wants to come and help us wrap diapers and see what it's all about. They're welcome to come.
Leanne, thanks so much for coming in, and best wishes tonight and going forward with the holiday season. I know things can probably get a little especially overwhelming for families this time of year, so hopefully you're continuing to do a very good thing this year. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
Thanks, Leanne Porter with Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank. Stay tuned. We will have sports and more next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.